Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show, and we're talking with Sister Mary Jean Teig of St. Vincent's Medical Center about parish nursing.
Actually, I think there's a change in your titling coming. Is that correct? As far as faith community nursing, or how does that relate?
Well, the parish nurse program started out because it was mostly in Christian churches of different congregations. But now that we're finding there are other denominations that don't necessarily call their places of worship church. So now the term commonly being used is faith community. Nursing.
Politically correct. Yeah. I was going to ask what other faiths, and this would have to span all denominations.
Well, throughout the whole country, there is a whole gamut of the denominations, and some do have actually mosques. Some have synagogues. We've been in contact in the Bridgeport area with a rabbi and a synagogue several times, and we'd love to have more synagogues participate. Just that we've learned from our whole program, the timing and the readiness are two important factors. We had a nurse asking one of our nurses who was an employee at the hospital, asking if we could start a program in her temple, and I said sure, we'd love to, but then she had problem getting it started, and I think there might have been some family illness, so it never went through, but we haven't given up working on it. So we'd love to have synagogues. I've talked to a couple imams in the area about getting a program started in a mosque. We would not be opposed to that. We think it would be wonderful. I actually, when I started the program, every time I passed a church, no matter how big or small, I would say they need to have a parish nurse there.
They're all prospects. Why not?
It's just a health and wellness program to keep the members of your congregation healthy.
And you know, as we have gone into Obamacare, all of these reform issues, it seems that Washington all of a sudden thinks that they invented proactive health, preventive health. The fact of the matter is we probably wouldn't be in quite the situation if we had adamantly
promoted
preventive health instead of just paying for the damages that were the result. As this starts to develop and people have to become more responsible for their own health care, the interaction with a parish nurse system would make a lot of sense.
And actually, Dennis, from a practical standpoint as the individual, there are so many ways that you can get medical information. This is a really important way, and you are already there on your day of worship anyway. The hospitals also have a lot of programs that are available, and this is once again where the parish nurse comes in to let people know. I know I can't see you through all these microphones, so I'll have to leave
it. It's like going through bridge construction here.
Yeah, today, I don't know, however we're lined up. So this is just one more tool in a good toolkit.
And actually, the National Institute of Health has said that the American population suffers from what it calls lifestyle diseases. There are so many diseases that are preventable.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's one of the whole purposes of the parish nurse program, is to get into these programs, get into these parishes, get into the minds of the people, to show them how diseases can be prevented, or even an early blood pressure detection of a problem can get someone to go to the doctor before a major stroke occurs.
Well, the problem is that one begets another disease or issue, and it just cascades, and the things that we're dealing with that are becoming epidemic proportions are preventable. But we continue to do the same thing expecting different results.
And the nurses are speaking from a nursing standpoint. I think the parish and religion and spirituality part is an accessory, if you will, an important component, but it's not that they're out there as a way to convert you to whatever.
Oh, no.
They're converting you to good health.
That's very good. I like that. Because the nurse is a member of her own practicing faith community, and so she has, the people recognize her as one of their own members, and besides the fact that she's a nurse, she's also, you know, their comfort level in prayer, or it is just all sort of built into the program.
Now, I just had a question. If someone is not affiliated with a church, but is known by a church member to be in need.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
I mean, they don't say you have to go to this, only members of this congregation could go to the blood pressure screening or to the health fair.
So outreach is outreach.
Oh, sure.
You look for people or will help people that are not members of a particular congregation.
In fact, in a very few instances, we've had nurses who were part of a parish nurse program in a larger congregation who we call our missionaries. They went to a small congregation where there was no parish nurse and not necessarily of the same denomination, but they were there as the nurse and they did a very good job.
Very much the Florence Nightingale philosophy. How are they trained, actually?
Well, first of all, as I mentioned, they're all registered nurses, so we all have a basic nursing license. What we do for all of the new nurses coming into our programs is provide an orientation for them, and that includes, like, well, what is parish nursing? What are the scope and standards of parish nursing? Community resources is a very, very important part of our orientation. Another part is a spirituality component, how to be comfortable in relating to people at your own level with your own spirituality. We have a wonderful gerontologist talk about the needs of the homebound elderly, and she differentiates each year with many, many different types of programs about the elderly, the difference between dementia and delirium and the Alzheimer concept. And so those are all the things that we try to give to the nurses as a preparation for the program. We have to have the pastor's approval before we can go into any congregation, naturally. The pastor is key. And we try to first work with the pastors, definitely, to get their approval to start a program. And then we ask him to be supportive of the programs that the nurse in the particular congregation wants to plan for the members. And that can be anything from, if there's a large geriatric group, which is more common, we could bring in speakers to talk about some aspect of healthcare. We could have someone coming in talking about stroke awareness. We can have someone talking about diabetes or good nutrition. If there's a younger component to the parish, it could be a parenting skills. We just do anything that the congregation might need that would help them.
What happens if a parish doesn't have a nurse? I think you might have touched on it, but do you have like rent a nurse?
Well, I mentioned we did have a few parishes where a nurse went. It was mostly an inner city type of situation,
right,
too. And unfortunately, the inner city parishes are the ones that lack the professional members of their congregations in some areas.
That's where I was thinking.
And so we'd like that to be stronger than it is, but we haven't arrived in having it where we, like, as I mentioned, church.
And those are the ones that probably need the most assistance.
They do need most assistance, especially in regard to the preventative and the basic health concepts.
Okay.
Full-time and part-time, and you also have the volunteers to assist in other areas.
Well, by full-time and part-time, I think I'm that's misleading. They work, what I meant to say in that, they work full or part-time in doctor's offices, in the hospital.
And they volunteer.
They volunteer. Okay. It could be a couple of hours a week or a month,
right,
in the church.
It's like your part-time job with me. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side, and we're talking to Sister Mary Jean Tague, parish nurse. I'll be right back.